Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How is your holiday treating you? This is Green Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's the internet radio show that we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So we want to wish everybody the opportunity to listen to the radio show as we're broadcasting in all of their cities, countries around the world. Yes, I am happy. This is my birthday month. I'm feeling really excited about having another birthday, being 62 years old, or 62 years young. I'm happy to still be alive and kicking, because a lot of my buddies have gone on to better days, and I'll see them on the other side. But I'm happy that I'm still here and I'm alive and kicking and I'm able to talk to you today from the air chair. That's right. I'm live in the air chair on the radio. So that's what I'm happy about. It's going to be a glorious day. The show is going to be exciting and I'm excited to bring it to you. Okay. So, now, first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's kind of cool. It's about 50 degrees. It's a little bit sunny, but it's not overcast. It's just a little cool. And we are experiencing a little sunshine, but not much. So the weather is decent. We advise everybody to bring their jackets out and put on their warm sweaters for them to survive in this weather. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. If you're here, you can enjoy the inside comfort of being in the casino. You can have a great day. It could be very exciting for you. We have a lot of artists on tap in the casino, up and down on the strip, and we have some artists that are performing around the city that I can't tell you their names or where they're located, because I don't have that information in front of me. But I can tell you that George Wallace is at the West Gate and Chris Rock is at the Wynn Casino and Snoop Dogg is at the House of Blues. Now, everything else, I can't tell you because my entertainment calendar is down right now. So I can't tell you all of the activities going on in Las Vegas, but come Thursday, I'll be able to support better for you. So on Thursday, we'll talk about it. All right, well, real quick, let's talk NFL. We can talk about Monday Night Football game last night. Yeah, we had a good football game last night. DJ Papa D, who played last night?
The New York Giants played the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles won 23-17.
All right, that's another win for G Money, because I picked the Eagles to beat the Giants. So that's another win for me. So I only had 8 losses last week. That's awful. But it was the worst week of my year last week. So at least I went out with a win. So I'm happy about that. So the Giants scored 17 points, huh? Wow, that's something else. The Giants scored 17 points in Philadelphia, and they played in Philly, right?
Right, they played in Philadelphia.
All right. Well, I give the Giants for some credit because they're scoring points now. I wonder if Eli was the quarterback or if they're still going with their second or third string quarterback. Maybe they're going to trade Eli, or they're going to retire him at the end of this year. I don't know. We'll have to see what's going on in New York for the Giants. All right. Well, Philly won. That's a good thing. But they won't qualify for the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter now. Everybody's basically set up for the playoffs already. So that's it for the NFL football for week 14. How many wins did I have last week? I think it was 8 out of 16.
8 out of 16, right, 50%.
Yeah, 50%, which is awful. But some of those teams just didn't show up to play to win. So that's what happened. It's the end of the season. People are getting hurt. Other people aren't performing at top quality. There's a lot of situations going on in football, as we know, every year, every week, as the games progress. So next week will be week 15, and it'll be 2 more weeks before the end of the season. Before we start in the playoffs. So we got 2 weeks for everybody to do their shuffling to get into position to qualify for the playoffs. So that will be that. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
We are happy, happy,
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I don't know if you can hear, but my boy Leon is in the building, and he has a concert going on for your listening pleasure. You know, if we just sit back and listen to Leon, we can hear Leon doing a couple of songs for us. And pretty soon, I will be putting Leon in concert live on the Strip. So we're getting ready. We're getting ready. And he's coming around letting us know he's tuned up and he's ready to sing and to rock and roll with us. Because not only does he sing, but he dances too. So it's all good. Leon Gilliam playing at the horizon. Health and Rehabilitation Center. He's right next door to where my apartment is, and I'm listening to him put his music sounds together. He's a talented entertainer, and I look forward to putting him in concert for your listening pleasure. It'll probably be about March 2020, and I'll get a chance to put him in concert for your listening pleasure. So that was just a taste of Leon as he's singing, entertaining the people at the Horizon Health and Rehabilitation Center. He's entertaining them in their facility, taking care of the homeless and the helpless and the surgically impaired people that the Horizon looks after. The rehab for people that have been down and out, and now they're getting better and they will rejoin society soon again. So that's Leon. Listening to him is always the truth. Yes, I enjoy listening to Leon every chance I get. All right, well, back to the radio show. Well, we talked about the NFL, and we finished week 14. So now we have to get ready for week 15, and we have to see what's going on, and we'll talk about them, and I'll make my predictions to week 14, 15 next Thursday, day after tomorrow. So to give me a chance to review the stats and find out what's going on, and we can see what's happening. And at that time, we'll have a good sense of who's going to make it to the playoffs and who's not going to make it to the playoffs. So it'll be an interesting situation. But, you know, I guess since we have some time, I can tell you a story. I guess. Can you hear me all right, Papa D? Is my voice loud and clear?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
In the background, you can hear Leon in the background, right?
Yep, but we can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I'm going to tell a story. I used to work for this company, and I was a telemarketer. My job was to talk to men that called in on the phone, and they wanted to watch women that were set up in a bedroom situation, and they were calling in to ask women to do things that would be exciting for men to watch. And I was handling the phone calls, but the machine that I was working on gave the men an automated voice. So the men couldn't tell that they were talking to another man. They thought they were talking to a woman. So I would talk to them as if I was a woman talking to the men. And they would be watching a woman because the cameras in the woman's room would zoom in on the women that were laying on the mattress, and the girls could be doing anything from painting their toenails to painting their fingernails to stripping down to their underwear, their bras and their panties, to stripping butt naked and rolling around on the mattress. And they could do a bunch of other stuff, too. Whatever the men suggested that they wanted to see, the men would tell me, and I would talk to the girls over my microphone, and I would let the girls know what the guys were calling in, what they wanted to see the girls do. And so I would be the go-between between me and the girls that were dancing. And the girls would be dancing on the mattress, and they would be rolling around, and they would do all kind of little sexy acts for the entertainment of the men that were watching them. And the men had to put up their credit cards in order to get into the room where they could watch the women. So we had men putting up their credit cards, and once I got the okay that the credit card went through, then I packed the men into the woman's room, and they could watch the women do whatever the women wanted to do. And I would talk to the women on my microphone and tell them what the men wanted them to do. Yes, it was very interesting. It was an exciting time. And that's when I found out that Vegas was Sin City. And that's what they called it in Vegas. Vegas is Sin City. Because everything is allowable in Vegas. Everything is possible in Vegas. And anything goes in Vegas. And what goes here stays here, is the rumor that they tell you in Vegas. Anything goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I went to work for this company, and I would show up early for work, and I would just go stand in the doorway of these girls in these rooms where they were laying on the mattress, and they were doing all kind of sexy poses and sexy moves. And I would just be standing in the doorway just looking like, oh, my God, look at her and look at what she's doing. Oh, this is exciting. And I would be just so moved that I would just be like, wow, I can't believe these girls are really doing this. And then my bell would ring, which meant I had to go to work. It was my turn to go get on the phone and start taking phone calls from the men that were calling in that were trying to observe the women and what they were doing on their website, on their webcams. So I went into the room and I sat behind my computer and I turned my video camera on and I could see four screens. I had four rooms where women were dancing or doing sexual activities and stuff, and I could talk to each room, and I could get on my microphone and tell the women in the room what the guys that were watching them that had paid their credit cards to watch the girls actually do stuff. The guys would tell me, and I would tell the girls. And that was my job. I told the girls what the guys wanted to see the girls do, and the guys thought they were talking to a girl. And I would just relay the message to these women. And it was a sexy job. And afterwards, you know, I would sit and talk with the girls, and we would take a ride in the car, and, you know, we would smoke a joint, and then we'd go to the bar and have some drinks. Oh, it was a fun time, except I talked to my mama about it, and my mama said that she didn't like the idea of me working in that kind of profession. So she told me that I need to find another job because that job sounded like it was going to get raided and everybody was going to go to jail. Now, I had checked it out. I found out that they had all their licenses and all their permits to do what they were doing. But it was just not an illegal business, but it was off the strip legal, and it was set up in a hotel room that was way down in South Las Vegas. So it was in a office building that you would never expect to find that type of business going on. But it was. And they had four floors, and each floor from the second to the fourth floor had girls in different office rooms that had mattresses laid out like bedroom sets. And these girls were on the bedroom sets, and they were doing their thing live for the camera. So my mother told me that she didn't think it was a good idea for me to work there, because she didn't want me to get arrested and get labeled in a wrong way to work for some situation like that. So I had to leave the job, and I quit the job. I got my last paycheck, and I walked out. And that was the last time I was in a situation where I had girls that were doing sexy business and I was making money. So now I just watch the girls do sexy business when they're with me. So I'm not really upset about the activities that the girls get into while they're with me, because it's an everyday thing. Because I'm getting money, and that's how it goes down. So anyway, that's the name of that story. So I don't, I've kind of slowed my roll, and I kind of checked out one or two girls. I had a girlfriend, but I don't have her no more. So now I'm just socializing with different women that I meet and I talk to. And that's about as far as I'm willing to go right now. Because I'm making so much money that I don't want these women coming around and chasing me down. So I'm going to be a distance from them. I just want to work and get paid and make my money and be a star for everybody to see. And when I do my live stand-up comedy on the strip, then it'll be a G-Money thing, the pimp comic thing, and I'll be out doing what I do. But right now, I'm just taking it slow motion. So anyway, that's the name of that story. But I'm still running for president in 2020, so I'm trying to keep my reputation clean and try to stay up and above board. I don't want to have no bad rep as I'm trying to be a national leader. I don't want to have no bad situations pop up where they can say, hey, G-Money was with these women, and they were naked all over the place. Because I've had some situations like that, and I don't want it to repeat itself. Because that was just G having fun. It was the G-Money thing. So I'm not that type of person. So I'm watching my back. I'm doing good things, and I'm representing the nation, and I'm trying to be a good character for the women and the men and the children to honor and respect. Yes. So I'm running for president in 2020, which is like 15 days from now. No. Let's see. 10 is my birthday, and then 11 more, will be the first New Year's Eve, so 12 more days. Yeah, it'll be 10 and 12. It'll be 22 days and it'll be the first of the year. It'll be 2020 in 22 days. Yes, it's exciting, folks. Can't you feel the spirit? The Christmas spirit is reaching everybody, making everybody happy and cheerful. Oh, it's so grand. The holiday spirit is so good. And I'm excited because this is my birthday season. And this is the time of year where I get really happy and I get really festive. And I look forward to all good things coming my way. So I'm doing the best that I can do to be the best that I can be so that Santa will be good to me this year. I'm looking forward to some good presents. I want a lot of money, and I want some really good toys, and I want some really nice clothes, and yep, Santa, I want all the good stuff. You can even send me a few more girls. Because I'm down on my girls list. I need some more girls. I'm not trying to do anything. I just want to have them around me so that I can be comfortable and I can have them going when I go and do what I do. And we can go to dinner and go to the movies and stuff like that. But I'm not anti-sociable. I just want some girls to kick it with. I've been kicking it with the guys long enough. So now I want some girls in my life. That's all. Nothing serious. I just want some cool girls to hang out with. So that's what I'm used to. That's a G-Money thing. It's girls all over the world. And they love G-Money. So I had a good time. And I'm continuing in Las Vegas, because after all, this is Sin City, and I'm enjoying the sight of Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. But when the weather gets better and we start going back to T-shirts and bikinis and G-strings and short pants, oh, man, it's going to be girls everywhere. They're going to be coming in and out of the casino, walking up and down on the strip, and they'll be eye candy for everybody. Yeah. So we're getting ready. We got to chill out and get our attitude together so that in March or April, when the weather gets right, we can start seeing the girls come out at night. Oh, yeah. They say freaks come out at night. Oh, they come out all day long, too, in Las Vegas. They're all over the place. Yep, that's how they do it. Well, anyway, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm supposed to be emceeing a show at the Blind Center tomorrow. It's a Christmas party. So I'm supposed to be the MC for the Christmas party, and I'm looking forward to that. That should be exciting. That should be a lot of fun. And I get to introduce some new recording artists, some new people that are singing. And at the same time, I get to tell some jokes. So it'll be good. I'll have a few new jokes to tell, and I should have a ball. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus, they got pork chops and steak dinners. So I'm looking forward to eating real good there, too. Yep, it's going to be a good day tomorrow. Yep, it's going to be a great day. And hopefully I'll be the star of the show. So we'll wait and see what happens. I'll have to let you know on how, what the outcome of the party is. But I'm looking forward to having a bunch of fun. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, how about a commercial break? Can we take a commercial break and come back and do more of the radio show in a minute? We can do that.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
About my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on, my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media. Help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids
and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless? Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we have everybody. We want them to tune in and listen to the radio show because we got some special activities going on, as this is the best radio show on the planet. Well, I got a surprise for everybody. I recorded a song in the studio with Parliament's brass section and James Brown's rhythm band. I have a song to introduce to you today. It's called G Money's a Pimp. And we are going to play it for you on the radio show right now. So DJ Papa D, if you will, key it up and let them hear the voice of G Money live on the radio. Peace.
about yourself. Gee, money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Gee, money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Show me what you can do.
Record the song and spread it around.
share it with all your friends and your family. And you can call the radio station and give them the song and let them play it in your city and your neighborhood. And it will go viral. It will be on all of the cable channels, on all of the social media channels. It'll be everywhere. We'll have G Money's a Pimp playing everywhere. And that's the goal. We want it to be worldwide. We want everybody to be singing G Money's a Pimp. Woo! Yep, that's what I'm talking about. That will be the song of the year. We can end the 2019 year with the song of the year. It'll be G Money's a Pimp, and it'll be the hottest song of the 20s, and it'll go into 2020 ringing bells. So like I say, I want to give respect and honor and thanks and appreciation to my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for spreading the word on social media and putting the word out that my radio show should be all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my engineer and helping me with my radio show. He plays the music. He plays the comedy spots. He plays the news with me, and he helps me with the sports review. Yes, everybody should be happy that DJ Papa D is doing his thing. So I want to say thank you to everybody. Make sure you recorded that song and you play it to your friends and your family, because it's going to be a big hit. It's going to go all around the world, and everybody's going to listen to G Money the Pimp. And when G Money the Pimp comedy comes out and goes live on tour, he'll have a couple of songs to sing with his show. So, G Money's a Pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Show me what you can do. Yes, that's it. That's it, and that's all. All right, until Thursday, we want you to have a good evening and have a good day tomorrow as you're off tomorrow. And we will be back on Thursday. So, without further ado, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to step out and for me to release the air chair to the next radio personality that's stepping into the studio right now. And I'm going to take a leave. I'll see you on Thursday. So have a good evening. Talk to you on Thursday. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Hey.
I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.